At this time every week, we join together to look at God's Word, to remember the cross, to remember where God took on flesh in the person of Jesus that He might die in the place of sinners. And we do this every week because this is our only hope. And I want to read to you from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It simply says this: Christ died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, to bring us to God. This, Christian, is your hope. This is our only hope. That God Himself would come in the flesh and die once for all, the just for the unjust. God, who is perfect, righteous, and without sin, who has a standard that none of us could meet, demands that we meet that standard, and then provides the solution for everyone who believes, for those who fail to meet that standard. God, the just, dies for the unjust. As you think about your own life, as you think about your own heart, as you consider your ways, you must know that you need someone to pay for your sin. Can you pay for it yourself? Can you make yourself right before your Maker? Can you stand before Him blameless, holy, and perfect, and meet His perfect standard? You can't. You and I are desperately in need of a substitute. Someone who would come and take our sins upon Himself and die to pay for those sins. And the only one who could do that is the perfect one, the righteous one, Jesus, who never sinned. The Bible tells us that God made this one, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin on our behalf, that we might become His righteousness. This just one died in my place. He was willing to take upon Himself every injustice, every evil deed, every evil thought, every poor motive, every ounce of a lack of love for Him and a pursuit of His glory, all of it upon Himself, and pay for it completely. Christian, you are about to take in your hand a cup of juice, which is a symbol of Jesus' blood, and a little piece of bread, which is a symbol of His body. And He gave us these symbols to remember them, as often as we take them, to remember what He did for us. And so as you take this juice and as you take this bread, remember it was Jesus' blood that was spilled on your behalf. It was His body that was crushed in your place to bring you to Himself, to bring you to God. If you're not a believer here this morning, if you're not a Christian, if you haven't had your sins forgiven, if you don't have a personal relationship to God through Jesus Christ, these symbols are not for you. I would encourage you just to let them go. Or rather, I might encourage you to turn to Jesus Christ and believe and take them. Unbeliever here this morning, you can have a new start. You can have a new heart. You can have a new life, and you can possess eternal life starting today if you will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and His death in your place as your only hope to bring you to God. If you're here this morning as a believer and you know there is sin in your life that you're unwilling to turn from, I would encourage you this morning, turn from that sin. Confess it to God. He knows it's there. Turn to the cross as the only hope for God's dealing with that sin. And embrace the forgiveness that God offers freely at the cross. And take the elements. Don't take them with unrepentant sin in your heart, but repent, believe, and take communion with us. The men are going to come forward at this time, and I would encourage you, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians, to examine your hearts. Don't take this unworthily. And after you've done examining your heart, take and eat and drink and remember the Lord Jesus.